Joining us in the studio this morning, we have Ashton Zien, who is the director of the Parks and Recreation Department for the City of Ripon, and also police officer
Lindsay Michaels.
Lindsay Michaels. Why don't they have a lot hard time with your last name for
That's
some
okay.
reason? But
it's all good.
you think with all the Michaels in the area, we'd have a problem with that. But thank you for joining us today, guys.
Thanks for having us.
So Touch a Truck is coming up, and Lindsay, I'd like to start with you because this kind of started as an offshoot of the National Night Out. It's evolved, though.
Correct. Yeah. So we, a couple of years back, decided that we want to do something different for our National Night Out, and so reached out to Ashton to partner with Parks and Rec and came up with the Touch a Truck event, just something different for the community, but still for us as the police officers and in law enforcement, building those positive relationships and with our community. And that's really what National Night Out is. That's what Touch a Truck is getting kids and families out to the parks and to enjoy this event, but also to build those positive relationships with them.
Plus, you have an event that's built in just to kind of kick off the fall season, too. So
yes, there's so much that happens during the summer, and you know, school just started. So now it's something that we can do with the kids and the families, yeah, to kick off fall.
Okay. So, Ashton, this is going to be at Barlow Park on Saturday?
Yes, correct. Saturday the 12th from 9 to 11:30.
Okay. And how many different vehicles or participating agencies are we going to see?
Yes.
With vehicles there. So.
With vehicles, we have 13 or 14 if you count the helicopter as a vehicle. But, yeah, so we have 18 total organizations participating, and we have 14 organizations with vehicles.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have Flight for Life there if they aren't called away on an emergency,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, or if the weather doesn't hold them up. But yeah, Flight for Life will be landing at 9:30 a.m.
Okay.
On Saturday.
And the hours for Touch a Truck are?
9 to 11:30.
Okay, yep. You probably already said that.
That's okay.
It's a free event, though, right?
Yep.
Okay. Some of the other things there, you're going to have the Boys and the Girl Scouts there. They're doing separate things, though, right?
Yeah, so we have the Girl Scouts are there to, they're kind of partnering with the library, and they have the romper room set up, and the Girl Scouts are there to read books with kids and do different things. And then the Boy Scouts are actually having bottle rockets where they build mm-hmm. and launch off bottle rockets. That will be there also. We have other things that are going on, we are having snow cones and cookies and water, so people can stop underneath the pavilion and take a break to do that. Also, we're fortunate again this year that DRB fire extinguishers donated prizes. So each kid, when they get there, will get a passport, and if they visit each of the vehicles, they will get a stamp in their passport, and they have to unscramble their letters to make a saying, and then they can enter in to win one of the prizes. So that's really exciting. We also are fortunate that McDonald's, Culver's, and A&W donated tokens, so each kid that attends will get a token for one of those places to get a free cone or french fry. So, you know, lots of great things. And again, like you said, Bob, it's free, you know,
yeah.
And so like no cost to anybody. Just come out, have fun. The helicopter, again, is going to be landing at 9:30. And that's this year it's going to be landing on the baseball field, the outfield of the baseball field. So to give us a little bit more room there.
Okay. And again, this is coming up this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. It's called Touch a Truck, but how much access do people actually have to the vehicles? Kids in particular, because you know how they are. They want to climb into something and experience it. So,
yeah, so essentially any vehicle that we have here, kids can interact with them. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that when we send out requests for vehicles to participate is that kids will be touching vehicles, interacting with them. For example, DPW is bringing a mini excavator. So obviously it won't be on, but it has buttons they can push, things they can move around as a make-believe, pretend that it's on.
Yeah.
Right.
If you walk up and down the street there, or whatever, the parking lot at Barlow Park, you will hear a lot of horns honking because the kids get in there and they just want to push the horns of the vehicles. So you know, it can get loud. And one year we had to be like, okay, no more horn honking. But they're having fun. I know FFA last year had a beautiful new, brand new tractor, and they let the kids mm-hmm. go in that and explore it too.
Nice.
Actually, a lot of adults wanted to get in there and see it. They had heated seats, a cooler. It was fantastic.
They got everything in those.
They do. It's amazing.
It's like jumping in a farmer's truck nowadays. It's got every modern convenience in it.
Yes.
But, yeah, so, all right. So the passport thing, how does that work? Do you have to go from vehicle to vehicle, or do you have stations set up, or?
So we have a table at the very start, the entrance table. So you'll mm-hmm. stop there, grab a passport. You don't really have to go in order in the vehicles. You just have to make sure you stop at every vehicle that has a stamp. Mm-hmm. When people arrive, they'll get a map with all the vehicles, all the vehicle names. And each vehicle that has a stamp, or each organization that has a stamp, is starred. So people will know which ones they need to stop at to get the letter stamp.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then do they turn it in at the end with their name on it?
Yeah,
I guess you got to have the names.
They'll keep the passport, but they just mm-hmm. show proof that they figured out the word, unscrambled the word, and then mm-hmm. they'll get a ticket that they can put into the prize box.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to roll the drum, so to speak, on that? So
I don't remember who did that last year.
I know.
I mean, you got a lot of different organizations that are going to be there, so somebody's got to do you proud.
There you go. Yeah, we can ask somebody. Yeah, we also have other organizations that are joining us, A-Stop and Solution Center from Fond du Lac County. They're coming, and they'll be there to hand out materials and raise awareness for what they do. Mm-hmm. And then we also have, again, last year we had this also, we're going to have some big pools filled with sand where kids can dig for gems. Oh. And I got some, like, fool's gold, you know, so they can they can dig away and find some treasures in there. So, yeah, really just a lot of great different things to explore for the kids.
So you actually have fool's gold, iron pyrite, or just a... Something that represents it.
Something that represents it, yes. I think it's probably spray-painted gold rocks, but it looks pretty fancy.
I think back in the days, the con was the salt mines with fake gold, right?
Yes.
Something like that. And then you sell the shares of the mines.
That's right.
All right, so again, to recap, this is Saturday. It's a free event, and it's for kids of all ages, shall we say?
Absolutely, yeah. Kids, okay. Families, come on out and join us from 9 to 11 at Barlow Park.
Okay. Ashton, anything else you want to add?
I don't think so.
Okay. She's good. All right. Ashton Zien and Lindsay Michaels joining us this morning from the Parks and Rec Department and Police Departments here in Ripon. We appreciate them doing so.